Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're looking at the parables of our Lord Jesus from the Matthew's account of the parables, and the parables of various kinds. They don't all appear in every one of the synoptic gospels. Matthew, I think, has more of them than others. Synoptic gospels are Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, friends, we've been kind of talking about the mystery, essentially the mystery of the kingdom. That's what these parables are related to. Jesus is teaching about really the whole nature of the kingdom of God, key elements of the kingdom. And the kingdom is a mystery. It's a mystery that not is like, oh, well, you know, it's not something anybody can ever know. No, it's something that was hidden for ages, Paul tells us, and is revealed in Christ in its fullness. And Jesus comes to reveal to us the kingdom, which first of all is the King, is the Lord himself, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But the way of life of the kingdom, the rule and dominion of God, what has been for all time, for all eternity, will be for all eternity. And the depth of that mystery is God's saving plan for a fallen race of people that bear his image, you and me, and how God, in his wisdom, in his love, surprised us all when he sent forth his Son into the world to become one of us. And lo and behold, it came from love, God the Father. The ground of all being is a father, is a loving father, for God so loved the world. He gave his only Son to save us and to bring us into the mystery of the kingdom, into God's reign, God's rule, God's dominion, God's life, in fellowship with God, in the family of God, in the church. It begins here in the church. We're the body of Christ. As weak and broken as we are, friends, we are the body of Christ. Why? Because it's, as Paul said, remember, the great value, the mystery, we are the body. Christ is the head. Jesus has united himself to us in one spirit that has made us one in Christ. So Jesus is giving teaching about aspects of the kingdom. And here in the parable of the sower, which we looked at yesterday, we began to look at yesterday, we're seeing how the kingdom comes to people through the preaching of the gospel, through Jesus' teaching. But the parable reveals to us the nature of the condition of human hearts. So we're going to go deeper into that again today. And again, if you didn't have a chance to listen to the program, don't forget to download that Renewal Ministries app and share it with as many people as you can and have them do the same. It's free. And friends, we need to do everything we can to strengthen and encourage each other and meditate daily on God's word and take it in, because this will change us. This is a living word. So when Jesus is teaching the parable today to you and to me, I'll just read through it again, the section, and go back to how he reflects on it. It's Jesus teaching, because all I'm doing is reading his words. And his words are always animated by the power of the Spirit. So Holy Spirit, help us see and help us to have hearts that really are receptive and have the right kind of soil. So Matthew 13, verse 18, hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, that is, he said, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path or the wayside. So that's the first type of soil. Isn't that interesting? Jesus says, what's the destiny of the seed? Where's the Lord sowing it? He wants to sow it into human hearts, right at the core of your being, right at the core of my being, the seed of decision. So we come to terms with the reality of the kingdom, and from the core of our being, we say, yes, yes, Lord. Here is an example of someone it did not penetrate. Verse 20, as for what was sown on rocky ground, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it in joy, yet he has no root in himself, but he endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of that word, immediately he falls away. Yeah. Yeah, that's a challenging word for right now in our time. Friends, you've all heard the stats of the people who are distancing themselves from the church now. People leaving the church, I don't believe in God anymore, I'm following the new atheists, or, you know, whatever the reason is, people are leaving. It's not the point at this moment. What it is the heat is being turned up. The culture more broadly is not only turning away, turning its back on a kind of acceptance of the church and what the church stands for, and is now becoming hostile. And there's a cost now to be identified with the kingdom, with the rule of the king. And don't let it fool you, friends, when what's really going on in the conflict around us is fundamentally a spiritual one between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And the kind of battles that are emerging, again, the continued battle over the issue of abortion, the continued battle over the identity of a human being and the meaning of marriage and human sexuality. These are all real things that matter a great deal to God and are part of, and should be no surprise to us living in a fallen world. But the deepest resistance is not only to these things. These are realities that people are turning their back on, and they're saying, look, we can't, you can see the demonic nature of it. And they say, I can't be free. I can't be happy. I can't be in control of my life unless I'm the absolute master of it. I'm the designer of it. I determine who I am. My feelings are my reality. I am my feelings, by the way, and everybody needs to receive me because I'm being authentic to my feelings, and whatever my feelings are and whatever I tell you is my authentic personhood, you must accept it. You must celebrate it. And guess what? If there is a God, he or she or whoever must also sign off on it. Or God's not worthy of me. Why? Because I'm my own master. It's human, the human heart that wants to be God. We're not receiving, we're not humbly. And it's kind of being revealed here in this parable even, friends. What kind of soil is in the human heart that we deny reality itself? It's things that are so fundamental. And why the revolt against our bodies? Why the revolt against how we're made and designed right down to the chromosomes, right down to the core? Why a resistance? Why a manipulation of it? Why the desire to reconstruct it? Why to have, you know, why not receive the identity that God's given to us? Because it requires humility. It requires humility. You're not your own master. You're not the creator. God is. Oh, friends, the resistance to that is so deep in the human heart. And why do we believe, do some believe, that is, I can't be free, I can't be happy, I can't be in control of my life unless I can kill a baby. And somehow, that's liberation. Somehow, that's a key to my freedom. I mean, I get the emotional confusion that happens in an unanticipated conception, a baby. Okay. I mean, you started it. You started moving in that direction. You know, that could have been a possible outcome, but here we are. I can understand why people panic and get fearful, but I don't understand how whole nations, political systems, the whole social networks of people see in that innocent child an enemy to be snuffed out, an obstacle to be removed, something less than human, like a cancer or something growing in. And it's just because in certain circumstances, the particular person says, I don't want this child. This child has no value, therefore, so I have a right, in order for me to be happy, to end this thing's existence. They can't even call it a child. All lies, all deception, all darkness, but it reveals the heart. And so Jesus is bringing the kingdom to human hearts. And there's so much resistance now to the teaching of Jesus and the rest of it that in the culture that it's just like the stony places. It's making it extremely difficult for people to be identified with Christ. You could get canceled. People could call you a hater because you don't celebrate and walk in this stuff. And so what ends up happening, again, Jesus said, it doesn't take root deep down. People kind of keep it close to the surface, enough to still exist, but they let it exist as long as there's no cost. no serious cost. And Jesus is the one who understands the human heart better than anybody. And he makes it clear. When tribulation and persecution come, boom, they fall away. They fall away. There's a great sifting happening in the world, friends, a great testing. And the key is to persevere. And that's who's going to get rewarded and enter eternal life. And then he goes on to say, as for what was sown among thorns, this is he who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the delight of the riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. Now, the thorns are all the massive distractions, friends, that are all around us every day. All the titillations, you know, all the glitter, all the gold, all the fascination that's in the world and the pursuit of money, power, sex, things that are just disproportionate. And we should know that all that glitters is not gold, but the human eye is so attracted to these kinds of things, and we pursue them. We're delighted by them, is the word Jesus uses, delighted by riches, delighted by what riches bring us most of the time. That's really what it's about. Riches bring me autonomy. Riches bring me power. Riches bring me fame and comfort, pleasure, and I'm in control of it all. So that temptation to get distracted by all those tentacles that are in the world, he said it chokes off the word. It chokes off the word as potentially being a life source. And Jesus said, as a result, it does not bear fruit. And then finally, Jesus, as for what was sown on good soil, this is he who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields. In one case, 100-fold, in another, 60, and in another, 30. So think about another teaching of Jesus from John's Gospel, chapter 15. He said, my Father's the vine dresser, and I'm the vine and you're the branches. He who abides in me, and what that means in part is abiding in his word, in Jesus' word, in his teaching about the kingdom, and abiding in him in the Holy Spirit, and allowing the Holy Spirit to direct our hearts more to him, to receive him, to love him. And he said, if you love me, you'll obey me. What are you obeying? You're obeying his word, his teaching about the kingdom. Here, the teaching about the condition of the human heart. And he said, if you want to bear fruit, you must obey me. He said, why? Because to obey me is to love me. That's the love language of the kingdom. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. The commandments are the ways, the constitution, the laws, the plans, the whole life of the kingdom. And it's through the word that it comes to us. And we're responsible for the soil. Here he's talking about soil. There he's talking about being a vine. You know, he's the vine, we're the branches, and there's the flowing of the sap between the two. That is the life of the Spirit and the love and the being united to the Lord. These two earthy, you know, agrarian images are really important, because that when we have to receive the word, friends, and we abide in it, we chew on it, we live it, we ask the Holy Spirit to animate in us, and then we begin to bear fruit. And if we bear fruit to the end, we will enter the kingdom with Jesus, and we will be rewarded for our fruitfulness. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.